Hi. Hello. Hi. I didn't mean to scare you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What are you doing out here by yourself so late at night? I understand that. Something about the ocean is just so soothing for the soul. Do you mind if I sit with you? Thank you. Are you from around here? I see. Oh, me. Yes, I've been here all my life. Well, not all my life, but I moved here some years ago and I just never left. Something about the ocean is so pure. You know what I mean? I always find it funny when I catch people out here at night. Normally it's me by myself. I walk the beach every night, listening to the waves crash, the silence, and the noise. I'm in a bit of a ponderous mood, I'll be honest. Like I said, it's really rare that I actually run into somebody out here. Of course, I'm happy about it. I don't always want to be alone. Can I ask, what have you been thinking about? I see. How long have you been feeling that way? That's a long time to be feeling bad. Have you ever talked about it with anybody? Well, the good thing is that the ocean can listen to all of it. Yeah, the ocean can listen to all of your secrets, and they will be buried deep where no one will find them. I mean, why do you think I like it out here so much? And the first time I ever saw the ocean, I knew that it would become a part of me. The rhythmic sounds of the waves crashing and the way that the moon reflects off the water at night. It's like the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I'm the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. Is that your best line? No, I've just never had somebody so blatantly try to flirt with me. That is what you're doing, right? No, of course I don't mind. I mean, I am the one who came up to you. I could have just avoided you. If I'm honest, I could sense that you're feeling alone. And I don't just mean because you're literally sitting here alone at night on the beach. More like you're giving off the kind of energy that no matter what room you're in and no matter how many people are in it, you feel alone. I can spot it because I got it. I'm the same. I've always felt like a bit of an outcast. I don't know. Everyone in my family is so perfect. I mean, they're not perfect, but it feels like they don't struggle in the same way that I do. Like, they just wake up and do their jobs and go to bed, and I feel much more like the ocean. You never know how deep it is, how much is below the surface. It's strong and dark and beautiful and so powerful, so powerful. But it can also be dangerous. You know, right now, if you were to go in the ocean, it might just swallow you up. So, I didn't think you were planning on going in, I'm just saying. I think that's why I like it so much. I just feel at peace. Like, it understands me or something. I don't know. Sorry. I know I'm just yapping nonstop at this point. So did something happen that led to you feeling these sad emotions you mentioned? I had a feeling that it was love related. It always is somehow. Not just for you. For all of us, myself too. Of course I've had a broken heart before. Oh, shut up. I am not too pretty to have a broken heart. That is not how broken hearts work. But I do appreciate it. The last time I had my heart broken was a few years ago, and I'm okay, but sometimes it still stings, you know? I feel like every person who you love gets like a little piece of your heart and you don't get it back. But it doesn't mean that you don't heal. I don't really know how to explain it. Okay. I'm glad it makes sense to you, because I don't even know if it makes sense to me. I just feel like I'm one of those people that has so much love to give. Like, you know, in video games when there's like a heart on the screen and it fills up like to show you how much health you have. Like, I feel like my heart, not my health, my heart is always filled up all the way. And I have so much, and like, no matter how much I give out, I still have more. I know it's a good thing, but it also means I wear my heart on my sleeve, and so it's easier for me to get my heart broken than maybe the average person, you know? Yeah, you feel like that too? Do you hide it behind a shield? Yeah, I can tell. I know I'm a stranger, but I do feel like I understand you on some level. Well, for one, you came out in the dead of night to sit pretty close to the ocean. Not many people want to do that. And the people who do tend to be overthinkers. Yeah, you relate to that. Me too. I think the ocean can, like, calm down some of that noise. Sometimes. Not all the time. Sometimes the noise is just too much, but... So what happened with you? Who broke your heart? I see. Yeah, yeah. I know it sucks. It does. And They say it gets easier with time. I don't know. I don't know if it gets easier or you just get stronger. I don't think that the wound necessarily heals, but I think your ability to live with the wound increases. I mean, at least for me it has. I've had my heart broken a lot of times. You keep saying cute things to me. What is this? Are you just looking for like a one night type of thing? Cause, okay. I don't know, I'm always skeptical and nervous. That my long beachy waves. My hair. that they, you know, might interfere with your ability to see me like me for who I am, not just long, pretty hair. All right, well, I appreciate that. It's been a really long time since I've had a conversation like this with somebody. I don't know, people just don't want to talk about actual stuff, you know? And that makes me feel so bored. I don't want to talk about stupid small talk things. I know it's part of life, but I just don't care. I just don't care. It's so hard to pretend that I care. I can tell that you're like that too. I know I didn't say this yet, but I think you're very cute. Yes, I do. Why would I make it up? No, I have no reason to make it up. Be quiet. I do. I think you're cute, and maybe more importantly, I think that you're interesting. You want to hold hands? Okay. Like interlocking holding hands or... Oh my gosh. All right. It's been a while since I held anyone's hand, but here. That's nice. That's actually really nice. Your hands are warm. It's a bit windy. Really? Okay. I was gonna ask if I could move closer to you, but I got nervous at the last second. Oh, even putting your arm around me. Oh my god. No, I don't mind at all. I like it. You smell good. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just what you naturally smell like. Oh, you like my hair? Yeah, it's just like sea salt. I know. Everything I have is related to the ocean. I know. It's like a sea salt vanilla. It's nice, right? I don't mind if you sniff my hair, as long as you don't mind if I move even closer into you. Yeah. I've spent so many nights on this beach by myself. It's so nice to sit here with someone else. I think part of me thought there would never be anyone else that would want to sit here on the beach at night. Maybe I don't always want to be alone. Maybe you don't either. don't know what any of this means, but it just feels nice. And I don't want it to end. Why are you looking at me like that? Stop. You're making me all flustered. Yeah, I want to kiss you too. Wow. I feel like I could float away right now. It's been so long since I've kissed anybody. Normally I'm like way too shy, but I just feel really comfortable with you for some reason. No, I'm not laughing at you. I'm just giggly. I'm just a giggly person when I get excited, okay? Obviously, I'm excited. I mean, we just kissed. It is quite cold, though. The wind has picked up a bit more. Well, some nights when it's really windy, I go into the little lifeguard shack. You want to go in there, at least till the wind dies down a bit, and then we can come back out? I actually have a couple drinks in there too. I told you I come out here a lot, okay? I have a stash. No, nothing crazy, just like lemonade. Come on. Let's go. I told you I come out here a lot. Yeah, I come out here every night, so I have drinks, I have blankets. Oh, come on, it's not that weird, is it? I mean, we get to be in here, and it's nice and cozy, even though it's windy outside. Close the door all the way. Yeah. Here, help me lay this blanket out. There we go. It's nice, too, because the moonlight still comes in. And so it's not too dark. I don't know why I'm so nervous now. I feel like I just asked you on a date. I know that I just asked you to go inside of a lifeguard shack, but it feels very committal. I don't know why. Yeah, I guess you're right. This is sort of like my little nook. I don't usually invite people in here, even though it's not technically mine. No, I'm happier here. Do you want a lemonade? Here. Oh yes, I bottled them up myself in these little mason jars. I made it. That's good, right? I know. Do you want to kiss me again? Because you look like you do. Oh my god, shut up. Everyone gets their heart broken. It doesn't matter if they're pretty. Yes, it's true. I might have a little crush on you, though. Is that okay? Don't know, I just like your vibes. I want you to kiss me again. Why do you have to make me ask? Please. Please. Here, lay next to me on the blanket. Oh, you're so good at kissing. Yeah. Are you getting all riled up now? Because I am. I don't know. I haven't, been with anybody in a while. Really long, actually. I'm not trying to imply anything, but, you could, touch my boobs if you wanted to. Yeah. Only if you want to. I didn't wear a bra because I didn't think anyone was gonna be out here. I know they're bigger than they look in this shirt. Sometimes I think they're too big, so I try to hide them in big t-shirts, but I don't know how well that actually works. That feels nice. Are you getting turned on too? Yeah. Can I rub your bulge through your pants? Thank you. You're really horny. That's good, because I am You want me to take my shorts off? Okay. I'm so shy right now. Here. Help me. They're too tight. Yeah. I know it's dark in here, but I just got my pussy waxed. No, just for myself. I like to go surfing and stuff, and I don't want any stubble anywhere. You can touch it, it's really, really smooth. And wet. I forgot to mention wet. I know. Don't judge me, okay? I'm horny, and you kiss me really good. Can you take your cock out? I wanna stroke it while you rub my pussy. Okay, thank you. Oh, you're wet too. Look at that pre-cum. Oh, your cock feels so warm and hard in my hand. This is hot. You rubbing my pussy. Me stroking your cock. I know we're strangers, but it feels so right. I feel feels good. Oh my god. I don't know how long I can wait. I know. Do you want to put your cock inside me? I really want you to. I know it's crazy, but I really do, please. You can feel how wet I am, come on. Please slide your cock in me. Just because you want to see my big boobs, isn't it? I can take my top all the way off. Here. I know they're really big. I'm embarrassed. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Can I? Okay. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. It's been so long since I felt anyone inside me. No, it's good, it's good. I'm just really tight, that's all. Hold my hands, please. Makes me feel safe. Stop. Every time you call me pretty, it makes me want to come. No, it's too soon to come. Don't bully me. Fuck, if you keep praising me, it's gonna make me come on your cock too fast. You're hitting my G-spot so perfect right now. I'm gonna be so embarrassed if I come this fast. Okay, are you sure you don't care? Okay. Fuck. Oh yeah, oh my god, yeah, little circles on my clit. Oh, that's perfect. Oh, fuck, you're so hot. Fuck, I'm coming, yeah. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come, fuck. Oh, god. Oh, fuck. No, we don't have to stop. I want you to come too. Please. Oh? Yeah, we can switch positions. I actually love prone bone if you're down. Yeah, because I have a big butt too. I know, I'm built like a little bimbo. Okay. Just be gentle at first, okay? I'm still sensitive, I'm going. Oh, fuck. dog. That's nice. Ah. Mmm. Oh, yeah. Mmm. You want me to spread my ass cheeks? Mmm. There you go. Ah, yeah. Mmm. Oh, don't stop. I know. I know I said I was sensitive, but... Oh, I feel so good, please. Ah. Mmm. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, fuck. I can't remember the last time I was this fucking horny. You're so much stronger than me. I love feeling the weight of your body on top of me. It feels so good. Keep sliding your cock in and out of my slit. Feel the way that it tightens up with every stroke. Designed to take your cum. Oh no, I definitely want you to come inside me. Are you kidding? Please, please, please come inside me. If you don't, I'm not gonna be able to stop thinking about it. Oh, please do it. Is it hard to resist? I look up at you and beg for your cum in my pussy. I know I can be a little seductive sometimes. Come on. Come in my pussy. Drop your big load in my pussy. Give it to me. My pussy's so hungry for your cum. Please give it to me. Oh, that's it. Yeah, don't hold back. I want you to drain your balls entirely inside me. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. That's so deep. Yeah. Oh, my fucking god. No, I love it, I love it. I love it so much, fuck, please. Paint my insides white with your cum. Give it to me. Fuck, it's gonna make me cum again. Yeah, it's gonna make me fucking cum. Oh, fuck. My god. Yeah. Okay, I'll come with you. Yeah, oh, fuck. Oh god. Oh fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh fuck, that's a nice big load. So warm. So warm in my pussy. Cuddle me, please. I told you I have a lot of love to give. Hold me. Amazing. For you too. And I'm so glad. You know, I only live a couple blocks from here. If you want to spend the night, you can. No, not in this shack. Like, at my place. Yeah. Okay. Why don't we pack up this stuff and get ready? I'm so, so happy that I stumbled upon you. right by the ocean.